recently?
I think so. Oh. Well, like within the last month.
Oh, so probably no more.
Probably no more. They have all of their Halloween shit out though, so.
I almost went into TJ today, but I went into Shoe Sensation. Is it Shoe Sensation that's on that little strip?
I call it Shoe La La.
Shoe La La.
Shoe La La.
From the office.
Well, whatever, Shoe Town. I didn't go
Shoe Town.
I went to Shoe Town because I was hoping. I usually try to go in there in the fall when I can catch their expensive sandals on clearance.
Ooh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Because the ones I have right now are like Clarks or something.
Those are so and they're nice.
Like mostly, no. I mean, that's what I'm saying. They're not. Oh, like,
yes.
I think normally they're like $50. So, like, better than the plastic flip-flops I wear all the time. But I got them a few years ago, and I really liked them. So I was hoping that I could, like, catch a sale on something similar. They didn't really have anything, though.
No.
Their clearance stuff wasn't the best. So then I'm wondering if I even bought them there. I don't know.
Did you buy them at Getz's?
Maybe. I don't even remember the last time I was in Getz's.
I was in there when I bought my laptop bag.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to go in because I need a pair of, like, hikers. And I had Columbia, I think they were Columbia hiking boots before. And they just never fit right.
Right.
And what I think I need to do, because normally I'm, like, a 9. And I think I got a 9 wide. Because I wanted more room in them. And a lot of shoes like that, boots especially, fit my feet like tight on the sides. And I don't like that because I'm so used to like flip-flops or running shoes or something that's not a ton of support.
Yes.
Anyway, I had those boots forever. And did I give them to you?
I think so.
Because they just never were that comfortable. Because
I have a couple hikers from you.
So what I think I need to do is try them on with, like, thick, like, smart wool socks. Mm-hmm. Because that's what I'd be wearing them with. And then still have room to, like, move my toes around and stuff. Yeah. So I'll probably, I don't know, get, like, a 10 and a half so that I have enough room for my feet to be comfortable.
I think a 10 would probably work.
Mm-hmm. I mean, my running shoes are 10s.
Yeah.
But then, like, my daily wear shoes are, like, 8.5 or 9.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I need to get something like that for me and Stacey's trip.
I'm so excited. When are you guys going?
In March.
Okay.
So, I guess the weather there in March is just, like, here for the most part.
Okay.
I think it's, like, highs of 40, lows of 20, something like that. And then I guess it rains a lot just year round. So they recommend like rain gear.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to just wear my like normal clothes that I would wear here, like leggings or jeans and a long sleeve with a flannel over it and then a jacket. But they make it sound like it's super windy and super crazy and you just need to be really bundled up. And I mean,
you're like, I live in the UP.
Yeah. So I can see if I was from like Florida, like, yes, definitely bring a water.
Just check the weather like a week before you go.
Well, whatever I buy, like clothing wise, I want to have it over the winter here so that I can wear it more than one time.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not like pulling the tags off a rain jacket and jumping on the plane with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm going to have to get a pair of hikers and because I want to be able to wear them through the winter.
Do you have a pack? Do you want to borrow my red one?
I was going to ask if I could borrow yours. Yeah.
Yeah, because I think I'm taking, when are you going in March?
Beginning of March, the 6th to the 12th.
Okay, because I'm going the end of March to the UK, so I'm going to need it back by then.
Write down the price, write down and show it to me.
Of what?
Your backpack, and maybe I'll just invest in one. Tell me the truth. Be honest.
Okay.
You don't have to say it. I just want to see.
I think it was $250 secondhand.
Okay.
But it's not bad.
Did you get it off like Poshmark or something? Mm-hmm. Okay. What brand is it?
Osprey.
Okay.
And it's the one, you can get the one below mine that is a legit carry-on that you can shove in the overhead bin.
Okay.
So that's probably what you want. The one that I have, if you down pack it, you can get it in the overhead bin. Like, it still fits.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's packed to the brim, it's a checked bag.
Okay.
And it has a detachable day pack, too, that you can take.
Well, I could do something like that.
You can absolutely just borrow mine. Like, because I don't care.
Wait, yours has the day pack?
Mm-hmm.
Because if I had a checked bag and still had, like, a backpack, that would be fine. For. Because yeah. I could take that on the plane.
Yep.
And then...
I'll let you look at it after.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah, I kind of looked at them at...
I think it was 150 or 250.
Well, even 250, I think, is reasonable.
Yeah.
For, like, a backpack.
Yes.
But I don't really know what our plan is because we've been all over the place with it. All we know is that we're going to go to one of the geothermal spas,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to go horseback riding.
Yes.
Those are two
things.
That
sounds fun.
We were going to like rent a car and kind of like rough it and like just drive, you know, drive to see anything we wanted to see. But now that I'm looking at it, I'm like, fuck it, man. Let's just do one of the tours.
Do a tour. Absolutely.
Because they have one of the tours and it does the whole like golden circle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a 12-hour day trip. You do the whole thing. You have park passes for all the shit along yeah. the way. And then it ends with the Blue Lagoon, which is like the famous like mm-hmm. kind of milky blue water and like black rocks yeah. around it. And I think that would be fun because you'd be with these people all day long and you'd like make friends and then you'd all go get to hang out in like the
if
spa.
If you have people that are young in your group that you can get along with.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Uh-huh.
You know me. People don't get along with me.
No, everybody gets along with you. Yeah, because my friend Bree is a huge Outlander fan. And when we turn 45, we are looking at doing a Scotland 7-day Outlander tour.
Ooh.
Mike is not allowed to go.
When you turn 45. Okay, so that's too close to when I turn 50.
Do you want to go?
I was going to say, when you turn 50, let's go do the Lord of the Rings
Fuck
trek.
Yes.
We just have to, that'll give us motivation to stay in shape.
Oh my God, I want to do it so bad.
Yeah.
And like my friend Carla and I are talking about doing the Dopey Challenge at Disney for our 40th and her 45th. So are you familiar with the Dopey Challenge?
I am, but you can say it for the people
so
listening
it's
us.
It's 4 days mm-hmm. and it's 5K, 10K, half and full in 4 days. And it's all across the Disney parks.
I've never done a full before, but I could definitely see a 5K, a 10K, and a half.
That's what Amy and I did. Well, we didn't do the 5K, but we did the 10K and the half.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I think just the pressure of trying to do all four would kill me.
Yeah, so the full marathon course goes through all of the parks. So Epcot, Animal Kingdom, Magic Kingdom, and Hollywood Studios.
Mm-hmm.
It would be real fun.
So what are you guys doing? You're going soon.
We're going soon. In a week and a half, we're going down for a week and a half.
Well, it'll be like when this airs, I think you'll be there.
Yeah.
Or around then. Okay.
I'll be there. Yeah. Because this comes out like the 25th or whatever it is.
Okay.
But yeah, we're going down to Disney. We're taking the kids. It's kind of going to be the kids' last trip with us because they're getting older.
That's when you want to take trips with your kids, though.
I know.
When they're old enough to have fun.
So, well, we're doing that and we're doing the UK and then kind of just like.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, we're going down and we're doing all of the Disney parks for spooky season because they decorate for Halloween.
That'll be cool.
I already have things picked out from the stores that I'm getting because they post all that shit online and like where you can find this, that, and the other. So we're doing that. And then we have a couple of rest days that we're going to have in there that we're just going to like hang out at the pool and stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it'll be fun.
That'll be nice. And it's been so gloomy here lately, mm-hmm. like rainy and cold. It'll be nice to be which somewhere
I don't,
warm.
Like, I don't mind if it's like the fall and winter.
My argument with people that love the fall, because I think fall is fine. But when people just jump the gun, like September 1st, oh my God, it's fucking fall. August 15th, oh, fall right around the corner. That bothers me because all summer here, it's nice and sunny.
It is. It was not this summer, though. Well, we barely hit 80 for a few of the days.
Have we been living on the same planet?
Yeah.
No. We had so many nice days this summer. When I was doing all the yard work at Ridge Street, which took me like 2 weeks solid, it was probably 85 degrees every day.
Maybe I just wasn't paying attention.
Maybe you work in an office.
Maybe I work in an office. And
no offense.
Why.
I'm not.
That's okay.
You're inside and you don't know that we've had this glorious, glorious summer.
Because I know that there was like a week about in the 80s and then it got down to like the 60s and 70s for like 3 weeks. And then it got up to the 90s.
Which is fine. 65 is still like nice summer weather. It was nice all summer.
I like 75 plus for my summers.
It rained off and on. We got a lot of rain.
We did get a lot of rain.
But for the most part, it was nice. It's not like it didn't get down in the 40s at all like it does some years.
No, that's true.
Like nights were all like in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it was nice all summer long for the most part. And then when we get into fall here, yeah, we do have like the nice sunny days where everyone's out taking pictures of the fall colors. But for the most part, it is cold and rainy. It's like 50 during the day and like right around freezing at night and rainy. And by the end of October, it's going to be snowing.
I know. I'm a little worried. I'm debating on having my Hobbit party on October 20th instead of the 27th.
I think that is up to you.
Right. I'm having a Lord of the Rings party. Anybody is invited. Wear your finest Hobbit gear.
I'm trying to think of what I can wear.
Or dress like an elf. I don't give a fuck.
I'll probably have to go more elf because that's more like I can pull something together out of my clothing.
Wear your Shire finest.
Yeah. I'll just wear a robe.
That's fine. You can do that. Everybody is bringing a dish to pass.
It'll Which are fun. You going to, like, manage that? So if I say, I'm going to bring this, you can be like, oh, someone else is already doing that? Okay.
Yeah, so Lindsay is bringing a potato stew.
Okay.
And I know Abby is bringing tortellini soup because she's...
So is this going to be a soup party?
Soups, breads, and cheeses. Think Hobbit foods.
Okay.
So when all of the dwarves are hanging out with... Bilbo in the beginning of The Hobbit. Think like that food. All of the carby foods.
Could I do a beef stew?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I make a pretty good beef stew.
Yeah. I think Mike and I are going to do like a big charcuterie board with like meats and cheeses and mm-hmm. stuff. Lindsay's also bringing mulled wine
nice.
And things. So it'll be fun.
I could also... get rolls or something from somewhere, but mm-hmm. like good rolls
yeah.
from like Huron Mountain or
yep cheeses, breads, stews, potato okay. based things.
Well, I told you that I mean, you know, Running Group had a soup party,
yeah,
where there was like 10 different crock pots.
I love
stuff,
it
and it was the best.
I love soup so much,
except everybody had like kind of, from what I remember, like unique things
mm-hmm.
just kind of like their favorite, their go-to, whatever. And I made the chicken noodle that I make like when people are sick.
Yeah,
like I'll just make chicken
it's
noodle.
Delicious.
It was real basic though.
That's okay.
Because there was like a tortellini.
Mm-hmm.
There was like asparagus soup. There was a pumpkin something.
Very nice.
And then here I am like, I'm just going to make my traditional chicken noodle.
I think we're going to do a charcuterie board and then I'm making my pumpkin dip.
Nice.
In a pumpkin. Like I'm going to put it in a pumpkin.
I feel like there should be some desserts too. Mm-hmm. Assorted cookies or something.
Yeah. Pastries.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. I'm going to have Stacy make them for me. I'm going to write it down
Stacy
right now.
Stacy can come. Everybody's invited.
Let me find. I guess I can just write it in my notes right here. Stacy's puffed.
Yeah, puffed everything.
Pastries.
Just buttery, flaky bullshit.
She makes these like puffed pastries that have like mushroom, like shredded mushroom, yeah, and like something else in them, and they are so
earthy
fucking good.
Mushroom stuff.
Yeah. Ooh, maybe I could make a cream of mushroom instead.
Just think what
you can pick, cream of mushroom or beef.
Cream of mushroom.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just think of what Bilbo and Frodo would eat on their birthday, which is September 22nd. I should have done it then, but we're gonna be gone.
Yeah, so Disney for Halloween. That'll be Halloween time. Mm-hmm. That'll be really cool.
I have shirts that I'm going to wear.
Great.
So what I did is I got a shirt from Etsy, and it's the Disney princesses, and they're all holding Disney Mickey balloons. And so for nighttime, for like the Mickey's not so spooky Halloween or scary mm-hmm. Halloween, I got the same shirt, but they're all dressed in witch costumes with black pumpkins.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Or black balloons.
You're such a nerd.
It's going to be real fun.
Did you ever talk to Angie? Did you like get in touch and like figure out what your nails,
I talked
what nails are
to,
happening?
Joellen? Joellen, and Joellen forwarded on.
Okay.
So
you don't know what you're going to get yet.
No, but I gave her like the rough idea. I was like black tips and.
You had like 50 ideas.
No, I didn't. It was the black tips with the pumpkin on the ring finger or glitter.
But the glitter you showed me, you sent me like, okay, not 50, but you sent me at least 3 different styles of glitter.
Rainbow glitter.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure she'll
figure it out.
Something.
She's talented.
She's very talented. My nails right now, though, look what I did.
I know, I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I should probably, I don't know if I can do it through the app. Joellen said I could just for like a nail fix.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she said it's through the app and I don't remember seeing that, but it's only like a 15-minute appointment. So yeah. She just kind of like squeezes you in wherever.
That's nice.
But yeah, I did. What I do best, I was making a bed aggressively. I shoved the sheets in like this at the end of the bed,
mm-hmm.
and it caught on something and it took the paint off.
That sucks.
Yeah, and I'm not due for a while. Oh, I'm not going to, I'm done getting my eyelashes done for a while.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Going back to my normal baby eyelashes. Because I want to save money for Stacy and I's trip.
Yeah, that'll do it.
And when I added it up, what it costs for lashes from now until March, I was like, wow, this could be like...
You'll just end up spending that money some other way. Unless you specifically pull that money out.
Specifically putting it away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have separate money that I just started that is just going towards the trip mm-hmm. because she's getting our plane tickets and I'm getting our lodging. So our lodging, I try to want to equal it out to what the tickets cost.
Yeah.
And then we're paying for our own excursions.
Okay. That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. Food there is kind of expensive though. So I'm hoping they just have like a grocery store
they
that I
might,
can buy snacks.
Like, include, if you do a tour group, they might include like breakfast or something.
The overnight ones mm-hmm. usually have breakfast included, but I don't think we're going to do an overnight. I think we'll just do like a day trip. Okay. But I do know that like one of the spas, when you go, they give you like a snack board mm-hmm. and a free drink or something. Okay. But I think I'll be too excited to eat anyway.
Yeah, I get it. Anyway.
Anyway.
We should do this.
We should.
Hello, everyone. My name's Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to the Maryland woods in The Blair Witch Project, the start of spooky season.
Yes.
Woo, officially. The Blair Witch Project came out in 1999. It's an hour and 20 minutes long, and I did not write down where to find it because I just own it on DVD.
I think I found it on Freevee.
Okay.
So it's the word free and then V-E-E.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Just a free app.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good shit on there.
I'll have to check it out because I've been told about it by a few people.
Well, I didn't. Sorry, I'm like,
you're okay.
Just blabbing on.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. No, there are so many free apps for TV until we got rid of cable at the condo.
Yeah.
And then now there's just Roku there. Mm-hmm. So I put like 20 free apps.
That's what
there.
The kids have. They have Roku sticks.
And just, they mm-hmm. just watch Netflix. Well, you guys
have
a lot of subscriptions.
And Hulu and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're people that stay there can log into all that if mm-hmm. they want. But I, you know, like Tubi, Freevee, Pluto.
Yeah.
Seems like there's a couple more where I found movies. Like, fuck yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
That's nice.
Free shit.
Free shit. It's directed and written by Daniel Myrick. Man, long day. And Eduardo Sanchez. It stars Heather Donahue.
As Heather Donahue.
Or she's now known as Ray Hance.
Really?
She's the main actress in the show Taken.
Oh.
And she was in a few episodes of Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I would have never guessed mm-hmm. that. And I like that show.
Yeah. Joshua Leonard as Josh Leonard. He was in a lot of episodes of Bates Motel and Hatchet and CSI Miami. The movie Hatchet, which is a horror movie.
Okay.
Michael Williams plays Mike Williams. He's the manager of the Big Blue Door Theater, which is like an acting theater type thing. And he's now a guidance counselor in New York.
Okay.
Good job, Mike.
Good job. I didn't look. When I just scanned him, I didn't see that he'd been in mm-hmm. anything really. So I wondered what he was doing with his life.
So the film was shot in Seneca Creek and Patapsco Valley State Parks in Maryland.
I'm glad you did that because typically I do that and I forgot.
Great.
This won a lot of awards.
A lot of awards,
but
right?
But none of them are the awards that I tend to follow.
Right.
Like sci-fi awards. Mm-hmm. Or I guess like the Saturn Awards. Fangoria Chainsaw mm-hmm. Awards, MTV. It didn't hit on any of those. Mm-mm. It was all just kind of like off.
Yeah.
Off
like
of
the
what
Sundance Film Festival, like blew the fuck up when this film was shown.
Really?
Like, so the marketing for this film, first of all, it's one of the first like found footage handheld.
Yes.
Movies. It also, the marketing, they played it off like this fucking happened.
Yes.
And they highly used the internet, which was the first of its kind.
Because this was 1999.
Because this was 1999.
So I remember when it came out because I was a senior in high school.
They had like missing posters up all over the place for these kids.
They had on IMDb mm-hmm. when this came out, or like film databases,
whatever. It is, yeah.
It had them as missing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that this was true. And I remember that was such a fucking huge rumor going around that this was a true story.
Well, and they did. So they did a lot of like extra footage stuff, too. There's in particular the DVD that I have is like the special edition.
Oh, okay.
They have 45 minutes of them interviewing like Josh's girlfriend, Heather's film professor at school, like all of this like in-depth stuff.
See, and that all got leaked onto the internet.
Yep.
Leaked uh-huh. quote unquote. So people believed it, and I think it was, it might be in your extras, where they have like the police like tagged evidence of the stuff that they found in that cabin. Like, oh, they found this, this, and this that belonged to these people.
Which, like, they, first of all, they knew where that cabin was. They didn't get lost. Like, no, I'm just like,
other people that were maybe not under the effect of.
Gotcha.
Now, I can tell you this, and I'm not fucking lying to you. Honest to God, the first time I saw this, I knew 100% it was fake.
Right.
Even though half of my friends were convinced that this was like, because there's a scene where you see a cornfield in the background.
And you're like, no, no, people farm this. It's not.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you can see it clearly, and I wish I would have, because I noticed it again. You see, like, a fence row, corn on the other side. And it's just one scene, one little, like, blip. Quick,
yeah.
And I saw that the first time I watched this in the theater.
Yeah.
And, like, nope, this is fake. I mean, I believed it was fake anyway, but at the time, too, the internet was, like, booming.
Yes.
And you could, like, Faces of Death was huge. There, Rotten.com.
Rotten.com.
You could find the most horrible things on the internet. It was like,
you still can, but back then, you still can. Just, it was just,
but now there's like
a little different.
Memes and cats and TikTok and like funny videos of people doing weird shit. But I remember
the dark web.
When I was like, when I was in college, it was always like someone, I found this on the internet. I found that on the internet.
Yes, because I specifically like the Torture Olympics.
Yeah.
Have you ever went?
So that you could find all this bizarre shit. So it kind of made it like now they're not going to release a movie in theaters about three like college kids getting murdered.
No, that's not a thing. I mean, that wasn't a thing back then.
No.
But even more so now.
But at the time, it just seemed more believable,
yeah,
I guess.
For some reason.
And, you know, I was 18 when this came out. But, yeah, I remember it scared Nicole so bad that she wouldn't drive out to our house at night.
I believe it.
Like,
because our house,
Our house at night was scary.
It was spooky. Yeah.
But yeah, she wouldn't drive down our driveway at night.
Well, we had the woods like driving down the driveway like all along the left.
Yeah.
Side.
So on one side it was woods, and on the other side it was field. But you drove like down a bumpy dirt road for quite a ways before you got to our house, and then even driving back to the house, when I think about it now. Like, at the time, it obviously wasn't scary ever.
No, because we lived there.
But when I think about it from, like, an outside perspective, you're, and it was always foggy because we're kind of, like, in a little marshy area. So if you're driving back and you see the house lit up, like, back in the distance surrounded by trees and fog with the barns, like, that's kind of scary.
Yeah, like Texas Chainsaw.
Yeah. Or, you know, one of the millions like it. But
yeah.
Yeah, it was like a big fucking deal.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time in the theater I watched it, I threw up. I don't even think I made it through the whole... No, the first time I made it through the whole thing, but then I was like violently ill afterwards because I get motion sickness very, very easily. And then the second time I watched it was at Northern. And because they do, like, the dollar movies.
They still do.
Do they really?
Yeah. They do, like, movie nights. Mm-hmm.
They did movies Thursday night. And me and a friend of mine, we had class Thursday nights till 9. And then when we got out of class, we would walk over to the movie.
Yeah.
Whatever it was, just for something to do. And I remember we had some type of shitty alcohol that we were drinking. And we stopped and got all this candy. And halfway through, maybe, outside, puking up the little chewy sweet tarts.
Oh.
Yeah. And yuck. Whatever, probably like coconut rum or something.
It was
stupid.
Yeah. UV blue.
That was more my college time. I don't think UV blue was invented when I was in college. Maybe people drank it when I was like my early 20s.
Yeah.
But whatever it was shitty, and I shouldn't have been drinking it with candy watching a movie that I knew was going to make me sick. Mm-hmm. But I do remember my friend came out and checked on me, though.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That was nice. Anyway, that was... I can get into the movie now that I went on and on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, two sips of coffee, and this is what happens to me.
Go you.
Go me. Okay. Two handheld camera films in a row. Thank you, Chelsea.
You are so welcome.
They're the main characters. I mean, there's really only three characters.
In the entire thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Heather and Josh, they know each other, beforehand, friends. Yeah. And Mike is the new guy, camera guy.
Mike reminds me so much of Jeff.
I think it's his face.
His face.
Mm-hmm. And the haircut like that.
The eyelashes.
But I thought, didn't he have the little tiny bangs?
Yep.
Like the little...
quite a long time.
The little gladiator bangs. Mm-hmm. And that was the style.
That was
too.
The style. Uh-huh.
Yeah. They are going to film a documentary about the Blair Witch.
Mm-hmm. This was October 1994, and the film was found in, a year later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically them packing up, getting ready to go. They're all excited, kind of, to check it out.
Heather is the director. It's her thesis project.
Mm-hmm.
Uncovering the Blair Witch.
Yes.
Or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Josh is there just kind of... assistant?
He's her assistant, yeah.
And then Mike has the camera equipment.
Yep.
They plan this trip. Typical, people fucking around. We're going to do
people
this.
People fucking around
with
a camera in the 90s.
Yeah. They do their first shot in the cemetery.
It's very, music video.
Very 90s. Because Heather is, very serious, and she's in the cemetery, and she talks about, all the child deaths that happened.
In the 1940s. There were, a lot of children that had passed away.
And I'm like, it's the 40s.
Cholera.
Walk into any cemetery, and there's a ton of child deaths before, modern medicine.
And kids disappeared a lot, and just weird shit was just happening.
Oh yeah, well that was part of what was going on with them. Well, they get little bits of the story here and there. They're interviewing the townspeople,
mm-hmm.
and they're this happened and that happened, and I remember hearing those stories when I was a kid.
I like the woman with the kid. Because the woman, it's just so genuine. It's just
she starts telling the scary story, and her daughter's no, 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 crying in her arms, trying to get her to cover her mouth.
The mom's just oh, honey, it's not real. And then she looks at the camera, and she's it's real. And then Heather's just do you believe in all this stuff? And she was just I believe in it enough not to go up there.
Yeah.
Nobody really goes up there.
No, I think the woman, too, was the one telling them about the hunters that disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy at one of the stores says that kids were disappearing.
Seven kids were murdered and found out there. And the guy's house, Rustin Parr, was allegedly the killer that did it. And he would take the kids by two, put them in the basement and have one face the wall.
Yeah.
While he murdered the other one.
So that was the story, the townspeople. But then there's also the witch too. The witch make him do it?
Yep.
Did the witch somehow affect him? Because they talked to Mary, just another person that they're hey, go talk to her.
Yeah.
She's kind of bananas, but whatever. And she talks about how when she was young, she was out there with her dad. I think they were fishing.
They were fishing.
And a woman approached her that had like an odd looking face, wearing this black shawl, and her body was covered with like horse hair. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just fucking
like,
creepy.
Just like weird stuff. And like the legend of the Blair Witch, in 1785, a woman named Ellie Kedwood was accused of witchcraft by the town's children.
Yes.
And she was like cast out and she died from the elements or disappeared. Like, nobody really knows.
Nobody knows. Mm-hmm. Well, they, the three load up their packs. They're outside of town now. They're going to start their voyage. The first place they're going is Coffin Rock.
Yeah.
They run into some fishermen. The fishermen.
I like these guys.
I do too. They're like guys I would hang out with.
Yeah.
One is like older and was like, you don't know what you're talking about. And the younger one was like, but I seen it or whatever. Maybe it was the other way around.
It was the older one. Like the younger one was just like, nah, they're just stories. And the older one was just like, no, they're not just stories.
They told the story of in the late 1800s, a girl went missing,
mm-hmm.
And she was gone for 3 days and then miraculously returned. And I think she maybe was she the one that told the story of the floating woman?
Yeah. So she talked about a woman whose feet never touched the ground.
That's fucking creepy.
Yeah. And the old guy or the older guy is just like, anybody worth their salt around here knows the woods are cursed and you don't go up there.
Yeah.
And so it's a lot of that. And like, they're like, the crew is already having troubles because Josh put in the camera everything in meters, even though some stuff was in feet.
Yeah.
And they're already kind of like, get your shit together. You're going out for a weekend hiking in woods that you don't know where you're going.
Yeah.
Know what the fuck your equipment is.
Oh, and at one
doing.
Point, too, she... This is kind of explained later on because it was making me angry. And then when I started reading stuff on, like, IMDb and Wiki and kind of, like, getting more into it, there's an explanation for it. But... like, she has, like, How to Survive in the Wilderness and a Blair Witch book and, like, map books and stuff. And she leaves it all. She just has this, like, one paper map.
They should all have copies of the map.
Ideally,
they should all have copies of the map. They should all have compasses. They should all. Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They're on their way to Coffin Rock. Heather insists the whole fucking time that she knows the way.
It's obnoxious.
And she is so obnoxious. Like, I would not, if I would have been Josh, I would have known, like, I can't travel with you.
Yeah, like, I
as
can't.
As a friend.
I can't do
like,
this.
Like, this isn't going to work. Mm-mm. I'm going to murder you.
Yeah.
Because she's just such a know-it-all. Well, it takes them way longer. Everything takes them way longer than it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
So they finally get to the rock, and then they do another like section of the movie that's not them walking through the woods.
Yeah,
and she talks about how five men died at Coffin Rock in a brutal, gross way.
Yeah,
they were basically tied together in a certain pattern, and then like disemboweled and killed.
Like, while they were alive. Like, they were disemboweled while they were alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So some people come across them like that and see this, like, completely gruesome scene. Well, then they trek their way out of the woods, get help, and when they go back, in the matter of a few hours, all the bodies were gone.
Yeah. There's evidence.
There was evidence.
But all
but
of
no
the
bodies
were gone.
Yeesh. This bothered me, too, because it took them all fucking day to walk to this rock. But somebody got in and out of there in an hour.
Right.
To get help.
Yes. Somebody that knew the woods.
Yes. Somebody that knew what they were doing.
I have everything put up first night, second night, third night.
Nice.
I know.
Well, the first night, rainy. They all climb in the tent together. Nothing really eventful happens other than it's raining.
Like, Josh hears screeching.
Well, yeah.
In the woods, but...
in the morning, Josh tells them that he thought he heard an owl or, like, some kind of, like, cackling.
Yeah. And Mike is just like, if I would have heard cackling, I would have shit myself.
Yeah.
And they're all still, like, joking around. Like, nothing's
they're still in
really
good spirits. Yeah. Even with the rain. Heather was like, oh, I'm a really deep sleeper. Like, I didn't, that mm-hmm. wouldn't have woken me up. Whatever.
I wrote in my notes, none of these people have ever hiked before in their life.
Have they?
I just wrote it because it was obvious.
Heather says, once again, she knows the way. Everyone is in relatively good spirits, except you can tell it's starting to wear on them because Heather's like, oh, it's, you know, an hour more.
Right.
20 minutes more. It's right over this hill.
Well, and Josh and Mike are just like, yeah, like we agreed to do this, but we agreed to do a scouted out project. There were going to be markers.
Yes.
There were
going to
be like
a trail. Not just one map and a compass mm-hmm. walking mm-hmm. through the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they kind of get into it. Heather insists they're not lost. Mike is the first one to get pissed off.
He's super pissed.
Yeah. Because, yeah, he agreed to do a set. Like scouted hike. I'm sure he thought like we're gonna be hiking down a trail to this point. There's gonna be trail markers or signs or something.
Like hiking up to like Sugarloaf.
Yeah. Not like crossing rivers and going up down canyons and yeah.
Mm-mm.
Completely unmarked. Well, they left Coffin Rock and then they were going to find the cemetery. And the cemetery I thought would be like
an actual cemetery.
Yeah.
Not just cairns.
Yeah. It's just little piles of rocks everywhere. What?
Nothing.
I mean, it's just, yeah.
It is. Yeah. There are seven.
There were seven.
Which I imagine are for the seven children.
Yes. They take some video there, mm-hmm. bunch of different lighting, blah, 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 all the little piles, fine. Then they go back at night to check it out. Again, to film it at night, I'm sure, just to make it seem spookier, weirder, whatever. They wake up in the night to noises like somebody is like kind of loudly walking around outside the tent. Like,
God.
Like in just out of their like flashlight range.
I hate it. I hate everything about this.
Now, I would maybe think deer.
I would, yeah.
Or bears.
Bear.
Or even raccoons. Just, mm-hmm. they smell food.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, checking it out.
Yeah.
That's what I would think. Because it's, you hear it, but it's not, like, loud.
No.
The next day, it's raining, of course.
And I like that Heather is just like, yeah, like, nobody knows we're out here. Or Josh says that or something. And I was like, you didn't tell anybody where you were going? And that we should be back by this day or, like, call the police.
Well, that comes up later on.
Right.
But, yeah, it was, like, I think it was more, like, no one knows where we are right now.
Okay.
Like.
Yeah.
They know, like, people know that they're gone. People know that they're hiking in this area, but not, like, that specific spot.
Okay.
And they can't, like, pick up their cell phone and call
Correct.
For help.
Yeah.
Which, why didn't, this is, oh, I guess it was
94.
So, it seems like.
A bag phone. Mm-hmm.
I would have probably borrowed one from somebody.
Just in case.
Did you just wash your hair?
Yeah, why?
Oh, I couldn't tell if you just washed your hair, if it was greasy. Because your roots are like.
I washed it like a couple days ago. So it's probably greasy.
I thought you...
Or yesterday. I can't remember.
Do you understand that question? If I say, did you wash your hair?
I think yesterday.
And I'm like, oh, because I thought it was greasy. And you're like, yeah, it's been days.
It's probably greasy. But I also ran today and it was kind of
your roots just
misty.
Looked wet.
That's sweat.
So. Okay, so it's still sweat. I washed the sweat out of my hair before I came over here.
Oh, good.
I got to tell you, though, when Joellen gave me, like, a nice blowout, I use dry shampoo, and I'm like, holy shit, this is awesome.
Do you not use dry shampoo?
No, my hair's curly.
Oh.
I don't brush it. Mm-hmm. Like, I wear it up, or I wear it down with, like, product in it to keep it curly. but it doesn't stay curly just on its own for days.
Okay.
I have to, like, get it wet or...
I'm excited for her to do my hair.
When's she doing that?
The end of October.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be cool. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Beep boop. No phones.
No phones. Heather phone home? No, thank nope. you.
So it's raining. This will be their like second or third day of hiking.
I didn't write the days down. But third. Yeah, third.
Okay.
Yeah.
Third day. It's still raining. Mike says something very smart that he wasn't going to go fuck around with those sounds. He didn't want out of the tent to go investigate and Why? See what was going on. Why no. Would,
yeah, no.
That sounds like a terrible idea. They start to like spiral because Josh and Mike are pissed and Heather is once again convincing them that they're not lost.
It starts to just stress me out.
Yeah. Because they're saying like, none of this looks familiar. Where the fuck are we going? And she goes, no, well, we had to go to Coffin Rock and then we went up to the cemetery and now we're going back a different way.
Go the long way. Go the long way that you've already done.
One of the things that I saw in like the mistakes is that they were filming almost the entire way. So just they could watch it and backtrack.
Yeah.
Like almost mm-hmm. exactly. But whatever. Because she needs to film wherever they're going.
Yes, of course
and
she does.
Keep her documentary going.
Yeah.
Heather, yeah, she's convincing them. They end up camping again.
Third night.
Yep.
People are angry.
Mike is super mad because uh-huh. he has to return the camera and work.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not going to get back in time.
Yeah.
He's got to work at 9 in the morning the next day.
Yeah.
And like, who knows how far they drove to get to that town in
the
first place.
Oh my God, I hate everything.
That would make me like sick to my stomach. And I know my job is different because I work for myself, so I have to fucking be there or else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But just like being lost in the woods and being wet and uncomfortable and like being super crabby and hungry with the people that you're.
It gives me anxiety thinking about it right now, and I am perfectly content in my basement.
Yeah, I'm a house cat, man. I don't have to do this.
I don't fuck around with places that I don't know.
Like in the descent?
No.
I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing any of that.
And if I am, you know what? I'm going to have a fucking map of my own. I'm not going to just trust someone to like guide us in the right direction.
No, I hate.
Maybe that's why I'm such a crazy planner, because I need to know so that someone else isn't going to get me lost.
Yes.
Like the first time I went out to Silver Lake, I went with Pat. I was driving because Pat supposedly knew where we were going. And he's one of those people that's like, oh, yeah, I think it's right around the corner. It's coming up. It's blah,
There's
blah, blah.
There's this jack pine on the corner.
Yeah, this looks familiar. Mm-hmm. And then like 10 minutes down the road, oh, I don't know how they could have got the box truck back here. And I'm like, well, you said we're going in the right fucking direction. Mm-hmm. And that stresses me out.
I don't like any of that.
I didn't look up the directions because he supposedly knew where we were going.
Always look up the directions.
Anyway.
Yeah.
It's easy to get out there now that I know, mm-hmm. but the first time I had no clue. Anyway. Everybody's mad. They hear more noises that night. Louder. Closer. And when they wake up, there are more rock piles.
There are three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Convenient.
Yes.
You're all gonna die.
You're all doomed. Heather can't find the map that had been in her back pocket.
That's why you always have copies of the map.
Oh, what is that saying? Fucking Eric used to say it all the time. Two is one and one is none. It's like survivalist thing. Like,
yeah.
One is pointless.
Like matches or food rations.
Yes.
Okay.
So they should have more than one map.
They should have more than one of a lot of things.
Yes.
But I guess, like, if they're being fucked with the by the Blair Witch, then a map wouldn't have mattered anyway, right?
True. And that's kind of what saves a lot of the flaws, is that she might have known the way. She might have, like, studied the map and thought she was going in the right direction. Yeah. But it is the Blair Witch, like, fucking with them.
Yeah.
The haunted, cursed woods, mm-hmm. like, screwing them up.
Yeah.
Now, go ahead. What?
Like, quarter of a mile this way, you'll be out of the woods, but the witch is just, like, leading them around.
Yes.
Oh, God, my worst nightmare. Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry. I thought your hair was wet and it's greasy.
I don't care. That's fine.
If I didn't shower before I came here, my hair would look the exact same way.
It's okay.
So they decide that they'll... What?
That was just random. I'm so sorry.
I am sorry because I thought that, like, you had just showered.
I don't have a rubber band to put my hair up, so...
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't it's have okay. one either. It looks fine, but when you lifted it up, oh, I was
yeah.
like...
No, yeah.
And this I guess is... your roots are darker, too.
They are.
Did she color them darker?
She colored them darker.
Okay. So I was like, even your natural hair color at your roots is not that dark.
No, and I wanted it down farther. Like, I wanted it like Alexis Rose.
I assumed.
The Schitt's Creek. How else? In the Schitt's Creek.
How else would you want it?
Right.
They decide to follow the creek.
Which, smart.
Which, that's Josh kind of rationalizing it. Follow the creek. He also says someone will look for them because now they're, like, officially gone. They're supposed to be back in town. His mm-hmm. girlfriend is going to wonder where they are.
Yeah.
Heather talks about boyfriend not mm-hmm. knowing. Mike's not showing up for work. So it's kind of like, okay, well, somebody's going to.
In a couple days, maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So Mike is laughing and Josh kind of gets in on it, too. They're just, like, laughing because they had to cross the creek and Heather got wet feet.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of sets them into kind of, like, not really a hysterical laughter, but just like a, oh, my God, this is so fucked up.
Yeah.
It's like getting a flat tire and sitting in the rain and laughing about it.
Yeah.
Like, this is my fucked up life
and
right
Heather
now.
And Heather keeps saying, like, nobody gets lost in America. And I was like, tell that to the...
To all the people out west.
Hundreds of people that get lost in America on hiking trails. We have kids every year that get lost in the fucking woods.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about, like, the national parks and
yeah.
stuff. Where people go missing and...
Nobody gets lost in America anymore. False.
Plenty of people do. It's 2023 and people are still getting lost.
Yeah.
It's been 30 years... since they got lost.
Yes.
And people are still getting lost with cell phones and GPS.
Yeah. And there are people that get lost, like I said, like a quarter of a mile from the trail. And like there was one woman that was found off the Appalachian Trail that was less than a quarter of a mile away.
Oh, I remember hearing about
and
that.
And she like wrote a letter and they found her like 2 years later or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so sad.
Why did I hear about that?
She, like, went off to go to the bathroom, like, way off the trail and just got turned around and died.
I thought there was somebody... I thought she had her stuff. Maybe she did go off trail to go to the bathroom. I thought it was, like, night or something, and she got turned around and then...
Oh, okay.
But it was, like, an older woman that was mm-hmm. hiking alone.
Yeah.
I think it was probably My Favorite Murder. Because yeah. sometimes they talk, they don't talk they, about murders. They right. talk about like disappearances
that's how,
and stuff.
That's how morbid it is, too.
Yeah. yeah. Well, Mike, as he's laughing, because Josh is laughing, too. And Heather gets mad because Heather thinks that one of them took the map. And she's been accusing them of it. And because she wouldn't have just lost it. It's been in her pocket.
Yeah.
Fine. That's
she knows
fair.
Everything. It's fine.
Well, Mike, in his laughter, said that he kicked the map into the creek.
Why the fuck would you do that, Mike?
Because it wasn't working and it was pointless to have the map and she didn't know what she was doing anyway. Yeah. Heather.
You have betrayed us all.
yeah.
Yes.
Heather loses her mind. Josh and Mike fight. And then they start arguing over the one and only compass because Heather wants to carry the compass.
Yeah. She's a control freak.
Yes. It's like, I have to hold it. I have to be in charge. I can be the only one that looks at the map. I need to be the only one that holds the compass. Like, chill out.
It is my project.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this it just gets worse and worse. They kind of, as at this point now, too, they're just taking random breaks where one of them is having a meltdown and has to, like, go off here and there.
Do you think that this is how it really would be? Getting lost?
I'm not sure, because I definitely would be none of these characters, because I don't lose my temper.
Oh, I do.
So I wouldn't be... I would... Even in at this point, I don't think I would be to the point where I would be, like, snapping at people for things.
Yeah, I would probably have one meltdown and then, like, be okay. As long as I'm, like, with another person that is rational.
So right. We need to get lost in the woods together?
Lost in the woods.
That afternoon, or as it's getting into evening, Mike finds a bunch of, like, weird, like, wooden rune type things.
This is the classic Blair Witch symbol that you see on literally everything.
It's kind of like the weird cross. It looks like a cross with a person.
It's like
on
a man.
It. Yeah. Yeah, like a man. They find them hanging all over the trees, of course, recording everything. Which people are getting pissed off about, too, that Heather has to constantly have the have the cameras going. Because they're starting to freak out, and they, yeah. Once again, night in the woods. This time they hear voices. And they bolt into the woods.
Yeah, this is their fourth night. They all would have died of hypothermia.
Well, like, I kind of thought that, too, but one, they have a tent. And they're all, like, sleeping piled together in this little two-person tent. Yeah, that's
true. Not when they sleep outside this night, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Something, like, shakes the tent.
Yes.
And they freak out.
Which was the director.
And they leave.
And they didn't know that the tent was going to be shook.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of their scared reactions are real. Like, at one point, Heather freaks out and is like, what the fuck was that? Like, screaming, running through the woods. And it was because one of the set guys was wearing, a white ski mask or something, like, standing up in the woods.
That sounds terrible. I don't like any of that.
So a lot of, like, them, like, oh, my God, holy shit, screaming is when they're actually being scared.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was authentic.
Yes. Heather is insisting on filming the next day. They come to the creek again. This is where Josh has a pretty decent breakdown. He's, like, off in the woods.
Well, and all of his shit is scattered all over the place, too.
Oh, yeah. When they wake up that morning, all of Josh's stuff is scattered everywhere, and there's, like, weird, like, goo on some of it. So then, you know, they pack up, they're moving along, and the scene starts out with Mike convincing Heather not to go and film Josh, like, having a breakdown.
Yeah.
Like, crying, essentially. He's crying, doesn't know why his stuff was fucked with, so he's, like, off on his own for a minute. And this seemed really, like, heartfelt and convincing when Mike was like, no, you need to give him a break. You need to give him time. Don't go stick this camera in his face. Once again, so they had crossed the river. They hike all day long. And they come to a river, and it's the same log that they crossed that morning.
Oh, God. Just heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Just fucking awful.
And it's like breakdown time.
I'm surprised they just didn't kill each other.
Yeah. Or just, like, all went off on their own. Be like, peace.
Yeah.
and like just following the river. Like, why do they cross the river? Why don't they just follow the river till it leads somewhere? Do you think
if they would have split up, like, somebody would have made it out? Or were they all just fucked?
Maybe they could have split up and just dropped their stuff and made a run for it, and maybe one of them would have got out.
Yeah, or just ran into each other.
Yeah, they all run in different directions, and they all end up in the same place.
You.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
Josh gets the camera and he holds it in Heather's face and just harasses the shit out of her.
This is the fifth night.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to figure out what they're going to do. Mike says that he'll take the first watch, but I don't think that ever happens. I think they just all get in the tent and fall asleep.
Yeah.
I want to point out at this point that in 1994, a camera battery would last about 2 hours.
Yeah. She does say beforehand that they have a ton of battery life to power a small city.
But that would be like somebody's entire backpack.
Like a day.
Would be batteries. Yeah. And they have multiple cameras too. Mm-hmm. They don't just have one.
Yeah.
That morning, the next morning, Josh is missing. And they just don't know what happened
to him. They have no idea.
And they debate, like, because he was carrying like the heavy camera.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, we don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Like, do we leave it
and,
here?
And like his stuff is all there too.
Yeah. So they don't know if he just got up in the night and took off.
Yep.
They call for him and like look around for him, but.
Yeah. At this point too, I wrote down in my notes, I said, whatever they initially think, like whatever direction that they think they should go, they should just go the opposite way.
Yeah. I think we should go south today. Nope. Go north.
And I do like too, because Mike is just like, What witch is the bad witch in The Wizard of Oz? And
yeah, the east or the west.
And Heather is just like, the west. And he's like, let's go east.
But the east is also a bad witch.
Yeah, isn't Glenda?
Glenda's the witch of the north.
Is she?
She's the good witch.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So they should have went north.
They should have went north.
Because
Damn.
The witch of the east is the one that the house fell on, I thought.
Yes. My sister.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that night, this is really sad, and I think this would definitely happen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been hungry on a car trip and been like, what's your favorite things? What are your favorite things in the whole world? Like, what's your favorite food?
Mm-hmm.
What do you, you know? And they, Mike and Heather, I feel like are just kind of defeated at this point.
Yeah.
And just... fingers crossed, we hope we get out of here.
Yeah.
In the night, they hear shouting in the distance. It sounds like a man. And it sounds like he's... I don't think he ever says help, but he sounds like he's like screaming.
They think it's Josh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They think it's Josh, but they can't find him. And I think Mike points out that if it was Josh, he would have said where he was.
Mm-hmm.
Which is true.
True.
The next morning is when
they
find like a weird wooden bundle outside of the tent.
Yeah.
Now, at first, Heather just picks it up and chucks it.
Yeah.
Like, get this away from me. This is a cigarette flaw, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So all three of them are smokers.
Yep.
Right? They'd been supposedly out of cigarettes for days.
Yeah.
But you see them regularly smoking through the first few days. When it starts to kind of fall apart, I think Josh asks if there's any cigarettes, and Heather says no. Now...
Mike says that he found a pack of cigarettes in the bottom of his bag, but I know where you're going with this.
But if you're a smoker...
Yes.
And you are in that situation... You would have dumped out your bag looking for a quarter of a cigarette that you saved for an emergency.
Yeah.
There's no way that somebody would have been like, oh, look, I have more cigarettes.
Yeah.
That bothered me. Because I know being from smoking, being in that stressful situation like that, if somebody said, oh, we're out of cigarettes, I would have immediately dumped out my bag. I would have made the other people. I would have been like, dump out your bags too. I need proof that no one here has a cigarette. I would. It's an addiction, you know?
I believe you. Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was weird. Like, oh yeah, I found some cigs in my bag. Did you? You were lying. When you were going off in the woods to pee, you were really smoking a cigarette, weren't you? I thought you smelled like smoke. Anyway, Heather decides to look into the bundle. In the bundle.
And it's wrapped with Josh's shirt, too.
Yeah, there's a piece of flannel.
Icky.
And when she opens it, there's hair and teeth and blood.
Is it just hair and teeth? I thought it was a tongue and eyeballs.
No. That's in a different movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'll look later.
No, go ahead. I could have sworn it's teeth and hair because in the extras, it was actual teeth from a dentist's office and it was Josh's actual hair.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's a different movie, though. The tongue.
Oh, it is teeth and hair.
What movie is it? So just look up tongue and eyeballs in a bundle.
I don't know if I want to look that up.
Yeah, because I know I've seen that too. I want to say it's an like set in olden times.
You know what? I think so too, but I can't find it.
Is it like A Haunting in Connecticut? Maybe.
Ooh.
Or
maybe.
No. I haven't seen that in forever, though. What? Now we're like.
I'll think about it later. But now I remember, like, the woman has a tongue and she, like, drops it. Oh, fuck. What is it?
But is it olden times?
I don't think it's olden times. I think it's, like, a newer horror movie.
But it's eyes and tongue in a bundle.
Mm-hmm. Give me a pen and I'll write it down.
Okay.
Eye tongue bundle. Okay.
But yeah, it's his actual hair. I'm going to look it up right now. I don't give a fuck.
So I even wrote down in my notes, eyeballs and tongue. Why didn't I think it was hair? Hair and teeth. Ugh. Can you imagine? No, I don't even want to imagine that.
Movie.
That sounds terrible. And she also like doesn't tell Mike what she found because Mike would like go crazy.
Would you tell?
No. I would just be like, nope, everything's fine. We'll be lost and die in the woods together. It's fine.
I probably wouldn't tell.
I wouldn't.
It would be help if I could spell.
And I think that it is the tipping point that she realizes that they're fucked and they're probably going to die out here.
This is... Yeah, I'm not...
That's okay.
...finding it either.
I'll look it up.
I know it's there somewhere.
Yes.
Is there a sequel to Blair Witch?
There is, but it's not. I don't think it's in there.
Oh, now there's photos.
Don't. Ew.
Oh, you could be one of the weird people in that movie group that we're in on Facebook. We're like, I remember this movie from when I was a kid.
I
left
that group because I was so sick and tired of it.
But it's like, I saw this movie when I was a kid and this, and this happened. What movie is it? And
50 people.
And sometimes people guess, but it's like, when were you a kid? Were you a kid in 1960 or were you a kid in 2010?
Right.
Like, what defines? Yeah, the movies that are coming up are not movies that I've seen.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
I remember that, though. It is a thing that happened.
Thank you.
I remember it too.
Thanks for validating me.
So you wouldn't have told?
No, not at all.
Because he asks her, he's like, are you okay? What's wrong? And everything's fine. Everything's fine.
When does she do the apology with the camera?
It's the next scene.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, because it's nighttime. Once again, they have no idea where they are. And that's when they have the super close-up iconic scene that was made fun of on every comedy skit anywhere. The camera's
super
close to her face.
And it was a very serious scene, too, and I felt bad.
Yeah, I think it's because like it's cold there, and so her nose is dripping. She's crying. Her face is super red.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess now this is just shit I read on the internet that... They filmed that and she didn't know how close the camera was to her face.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, she was holding it, but she didn't realize like what the image would look like. And they were going to reshoot it, but it was so sincere that they left it.
Oh, I believe that.
But if she, well, I guess she's like losing her mind too. I'm like, isn't she a film student? Wouldn't she know how to like hold the camera to like.
Yeah, but.
But it's also nighttime and she thinks she's going to die.
Yeah. And it's like just a huge apology to Mike and Josh's family
mm-hmm.
about everything that happened. And it's sad.
It is super sad. They wake up.
I wrote down seventh. Seventh night, nighttime, murder night for them all.
The murder night.
The murder night.
They wake up to a man calling them.
Mm-hmm.
And they go chasing after the voice because what else are they going to do?
Right.
Ignore it.
Yeah.
They find an abandoned house, which is at least a sign of something.
Somebody being there.
You know what? I didn't even think of
a road.
A road.
A trail leading to the house.
Something.
Anything.
And even because I did my fair share of exploring abandoned buildings when I was a youth. So if there's something like that in the woods, even if there's no sign of a driveway anymore, the trees won't be as big where the driveway was.
Yes.
It'll just be brush or whatever. Or clear enough. But, I mean, just because there's not, like, a packed down road or packed down trail.
Well, that and, like, the kids were walked there.
Yes.
The kids were walked there and were found, like, their bodies were found.
Yes. So, if shit wouldn't have gone.
Yeah.
If it would have been day three as opposed to day seven.
Yes.
They probably, or daylight even, they would have been like, oh, okay, yeah. This is the way out.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, but not for them. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. So they find the house. Mike goes sprinting into it mm-hmm. because he's positive it's Josh calling for them. He runs upstairs. Nothing. Heather's chasing after him, mm-hmm. hysterical, screaming, like freaking out. Because she, you know, obviously doesn't want to get left in the dark in the house somewhere.
No shit.
There's handprints all over the walls.
Kid handprints. They're yeah. very tiny handprints, and I hate it.
Mike doesn't find anything upstairs, so then he runs down into the basement.
I hate it.
Heather goes down into the basement after him, and she finds Mike facing the wall.
Oh,
and then her camera drops.
The end.
Yes.
I liked this end better than the previous bullshit abrupt end.
Yes. It's still abrupt, but at least, I mean, you know they both die.
Yeah. I mean, there's no question about it. Like,
yeah. Now, I can tell you now that I'm done talking about it.
Yeah.
Greg hated it.
That's fine.
He's
That's
like, this totally isn't fine. Scary. This is three people lost in the woods.
I fucking love this movie.
I did better than I've ever done watching it.
Oh, good.
And I think it's because I was
like taking breaks.
I watched it on whatever I just said, Freevee, mm-hmm. right? And there's commercial breaks for one. Yeah. And then I had a drink, Yipoo, that I was drinking while I was watching it. And sometimes that helps my motion yeah. sickness. You'd think it would make it worse. But I don't know if, like...
It relaxes you.
Probably just yeah. relaxed. And I'm not, like, staring intently at the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking down to write.
Yeah.
And this doesn't have any, like, jump scares or ghosts in the background right. or anything that I have to watch to write about.
Mm-hmm.
You could listen to this
yes.
movie.
And it would be fine.
And it would be almost yeah. exactly the same. So I didn't get even remotely sick watching
Look
it.
Look at you. Yay.
So I actually liked it more than I have in the past
yes.
just for that. It's still not, I have to agree with Greg.
It's not my favorite.
It's not, it's scary, but it's not that scary.
Right.
And I feel like the only reason I remember it being scary is because I saw it when I was, you know, 18
yeah.
years old. And it was the craze
yeah.
everybody had to see it.
I really enjoy this movie even though I know nowadays people are just like, oh, the Blair Witch is the fucking worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
Is it though?
Is it though?
I feel like I've watched a lot of bullshit. Even same. For this podcast. I feel like this isn't the worst film that we've done on the podcast.
Not at all. Killer Mermaid. No, just kidding. Killer Mermaid wasn't bad.
It really wasn't.
No.
It wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. For a second, I thought you were making that up. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we did
do that. We did do that.
We did do Killer Mermaid. Oh.
But anyway, yeah. So that was Blair Witch. Gore.
Zero.
Yeah.
Scariness.
Two.
I would say a two.
One or two. Yeah. I enjoy it watching it in the fall because it's like spooky to me.
Because it's also filmed in the fall.
It's also filmed in the fall.
Yeah, like I said, I liked it more than I have in the past because I didn't get the same amount of motion sickness, which was cool.
Yeah.
But it's still not one I would watch regularly.
Yeah, same.
There's others, especially around this time of year when I have like my list of stuff that I want to watch.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
Max does too.
Max is like, have we had dinner yet?
I know.
Are you
waiting? Good. No.
No.
Mike shook his head. No. All right. Well, that was the Blair Witch Project. If you like what you hear and want to know what we're going to be doing in the future or whatever, follow us on Instagram. It's /your movie review. All one word, all lowercase. We also have a Facebook page, /your movie review. And if iTunes and Spotify aren't your jam, listen to us every Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on mtrsradio.com.
And what else that Mike told you to write down?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Michael. Per usual, the first Monday of every month, we take off. So that falls on October 2nd. So next week, we will not be having a new episode. Or any episode.
Or any episode. And I want to pick the next couple.
Yeah.
Fuck or
yeah.
Did I?
You did already, but we can revisit the
no
list.
No more found footage, at least for a month.
Okay.
And I will be a happy person.
That's fine.
Even though some of them are good.
I'll allow it.
All right. I hope everyone has a good night and a good week.
Bye.
Bye.